Yeah, that antenna actually has more gain than the 1481 Tram. So, yeah, I wasn't aware of that either. It was 11.7 dBi, not dB, and this is 11.5 dB diamond. It's in that 718 alpha with the end connector. It's actually made for a repeater site. That's designed for it. And I like it because it has the end connector on it. Anyway, that's probably the antenna I'm going to go with in time, but it doesn't have to be done right now. And it definitely won't be done this year. It's going to be done next year, maybe in springtime or whatever. And I made it really easy for me to disconnect it from the repeater site so I can undo it. It's a 90-degree end connector. All I have to do is pull that off, and I had to take the masking tape off, of course, because I put masking tape on it. That's easy. Peel that off and unscrew it. Me and Zach pulled the antenna down, replaced the antenna, and put the other one up. So there's always room for improvements. For the pole and the raising the antenna higher, not worth it. Not worth my time. How can I do that? Anyway, you're right. I won't put it in a repeater book. I think it's just going to be me, myself, and I, and the guys on the WMRA. They can use the repeater. I want to stay away from all this riffraff. I can't deal with much of it anymore. It's just wearing me out. Plus, they've been listening to digital. If they're listening on analog right now, they've been listening to digital for almost 2 hours, so. That's funny.